Good morning and welcome back to a lesson a day with the Chofetz Chaim. Today we're learning the section in the Chofetz Chaim for the day of Hei Tammuz. This is Klal Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. We're talking about the applications of Apetz Lasa, publicly known facts, and whether you're allowed to disseminate them further. The Chofetz Chaim now adds in Halacha Yud Beis really a very difficult, but unfortunately pretty rife situation. Which occurs, and people sometimes will rationalize to themselves that it is apetz lasa. So here's the situation. You go to shul, or anybody goes into a particular shul, and the rav or a magid shir, anybody is giving a shir. So you think, look, you know, every here heard what he said, and he wasn't the best speaker, his content wasn't altogether or put together in the best way. So apetz lasa would allow me to criticize it at the Shabbos table, or, you know, when people ask me what it's about, well, I'll go around and I'll say, yeah, it wasn't such a great drasha, it wasn't such a great shir, whoever it is that I'm reporting on. Now, this itself has got nothing to do with apetz lasa, says the Chofetz Chaim. He says, ba'avon esenu harabim, and our great sins. He says, I want to add this in because I see this happens all the time. He says, it's Lashon Hara Gomor. It may even be true it's Lashon Hara. He says, if a person really wants to care about another person and he feels that the Shir or the Joshua wasn't perfect, it wasn't great, then go to that person privately afterwards and be Makai in the midst of after Lerecha Kamocha and say, you know, I think it would probably suit you better if, or maybe one of the Makoros you quoted wasn't so clear. Isn't there maybe a stir from somewhere else? That's the way to deal with it. He has an extensive footnote, a pretty terrifying footnote, about how many averis a person can possibly transgress by getting involved in this. And he talks about why it is that people in the first place criticize drushes or talk about drushes in the first place, and maybe it's because people feel inadequate. They don't want to get the message, and they feel the message impinges on their lifestyle. So their way of dealing with it is to take apart the drasha. Maybe the Chofetz Chaim says maybe a person had a negative Beis Din experience, and the Rav who happens to be on the Beis Din was the Rav who's giving the drasha in this particular instance, and the person feels negative towards them. So what they do? They take apart their Torah. Unfortunately, what ends up happening is you throw the baby out of the bathwater. So maybe a concept or a particular issue, which you may have disagreed with, but you it becomes a personal thing, it becomes hateful, it becomes vengeful, it becomes where a person is no longer talking about the issue. And the Chofetz Chaim has an extensive footnote talking about this in very very strong words. Generally speaking, some people, when I go to visit other shuls, sometimes people will say, well, how was the drasha? I don't think that's the right question, based on this Chofetz Chaim. The right question is, oh, what did the rabbi say? What did the rabbi teach you? The question wasn't how was the drasha, like grading it. Oh, it was a 9.3 today. That's not the type of questions we ask, because when we're talking about Torah and we're talking about Torah being taught, it's not for our appraisal. It's for our preaching and understanding how to change our lives. Oftentimes, when I have the schus of giving a Dvar Torah, people say, that was a great drasha, Rabbi. The drasha is not great. The question is how much do we amalgamate it, including myself, giving the drasha, how much do we incorporate it into our lives? That's the point of it. The Chofetz Chaim is saying we have to be very careful and don't misuse the term Apetz Lasa when talking about Torah, which is disseminated publicly. The last halacha of the section of Apetz Lasa is in Halacha Yud Gimel, and he says that, let's say you are privy to, in a public forum, three people plus a business decision, a monetary decision that somebody's telling you that they are doing. Obviously, clearly, it was not done in a way that it was supposed to be secret. They're obviously telling it to you and a number of other people because they feel it's public opinion and public knowledge. In such a case, you may relate to that, obviously, with the conditions of Apetz Lasa that the Chofetz Chaim has listed above. But nonetheless, a person is able to, because for the very fact that they're telling it to you and they're making it public, and it's clear that they're not trying to keep it secret, a person that's considered public knowledge, and they may continue to do that. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day. We finished the Klal Beis. Next week, Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow, we're actually going to continue with Klal Gimel. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.